The delayed National Children's Hospital will be front and centre at this morning's Oireachtas Health Committee hearing. Chief Officer of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, David Gunning, is expected to tell the committee that the new completion date of next June is 31 months late and not acceptable. In recent days, a report commissioned by the HSE highlighted concerns about how three existing children's hospitals will come together at the new location. Deputy David Cullinan is a member of the Health Committee and he's Sinn Féin's health spokesperson. He's in our Oireachtas studio. Good morning, David Cullinan. The board, of course, is the government's representative overseeing this, the biggest health infrastructure spend in the history of the state. It's in front of you today. What is the key thing you want to find out on behalf of the public?
Good morning, Carol. Well, the blame game continues, unfortunately, and nothing much has changed since the board were before the Oireachtas Health Committee this time last year. The board will allege that BAM, the main contractor, has failed to resource this project sufficiently. They will point to, since last September 2023, that BAM has on average only achieved about 64% of its planned progress. Amazingly, they claim that of the 3,128 rooms which BAM and the contractor say are complete, that according to the board, none of these are completed to the required standard. The contractor will allege and has countered that that 24,000 design changes have been made by the board and has resulted to in additional costs and delays. So we have this blame game. The board is blaming the contractor is blaming the board, and the government is washing its hands of any responsibility and are acting as commentators. And we have to remind ourselves here that this is all down to a flawed contract that was signed off on by Simon Harris when he was Minister for Health. It was a build-as-you-go contract that was stacked against the taxpayer and has been an absolute disaster. He greenlit the project in 2017 and again in 2019, and it has resulted in 17 completion dates which have come and gone, and obviously all of the cost overruns, not one room complete, and worse than that, not one child has been treated in that hospital.
Just to go back there, you were quoting from the statement that Mr. Gunning is going to give today. This clearly is a breakdown in relations between the board and BAM. What can your health committee do other than listen to the whole sorry story?
Well, it's up to the government to make sure that taxpayers are protected. I go back to the flawed contract. Simon Harris in 2018 considered ending the contract with BAM. He decided to go ahead anyway. In 2019, the contractor
but that
actually
was then.
Offered.
What about nobody, now, but Deputy Cullinan?
But you see, the problems are going back to that, Carl. With respect, the contractor offered to withdraw back in 2019 and Simon Harris declined. So we're dealing now with a flawed contract where it seems to me the levers are not there. They don't exist for the board to hold the contractor to legally to account for all of these failures. We have this he said and she said. What needs to happen now is that the blame game has to come to an end. It doesn't suit anybody. I'm calling on the contractor to step up to the plate. I'm calling on the board to step up to the plate. But equally, the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health have to stop being commentators. They have to roll up their sleeves. They have to use all of the levers which are available, as flawed as it is because of the contract. But they also have to hold regular meetings with the board to ensure that all of the targets which are being set by the contractor are being met. Because what the board are telling us, Carol, is that the contractor are not deploying the feet on the ground, the resources.
Well,
to
are those meetings
the
not being held with the board, between the government and the board then? Is that what you're saying?
That's my contention, but what I see is a Minister for Health who is writing letters to his cabinet colleagues as opposed to actually holding the board to account. And the problem here, Carol, is that weeks become months, become years. We've been here every single year. So the opening statement, which is being presented today by the board, is almost the same carbon copy statement that we got last year and the year before. We're at a point where we have 17 completion dates which have come and gone. Mm. Not one single room complete. Not one child has been treated.
We know all that, Deputy Cullinan. Contractor BAM issued its own statement on Monday and it strongly rejected suggestions that it's trying to get the last penny out of the taxpayer. As you mentioned yourself, it says that these delays were due to the 23,000 design changes asked for by the board. Have you called BAM to come before the Health Committee?
Well, first of all, the board is responsible, obviously, to government and to the Oireachtas Health Committee. So obviously it is appropriate for the board to come before the committee. We will hear next week from the Minister for Health. We have to hold the Minister for Health to account. If BAM write to the committee and want to appear before the committee, that will be considered. I know this is frustrating and you're pointing out two things we already know. But the point is, we're having the same conversation month on month, year on year, because we have a government which is asleep at the wheel. The government has to hold all of these people to account. I have publicly called on the contractor to do what needs to be done to resource the project. The contractor is saying that there's all these unnecessary design changes. The board has to work with the contractor. This doesn't suit anybody. It doesn't suit the taxpayer, and it most certainly doesn't suit the children.
It doesn't.
Who need
this
hospital
the latest thing that we're hearing now
is
that the three hospitals are only really starting to think about moving to this new location, that they're spending most of their time running their hospitals in Tallaght, Crumlin and Temple Street. Just very briefly, do you think that a CEO should be appointed to oversee the move?
I do. And, you know, I think part of the problem here is that we don't have the resources in CHI to ensure that that's done. So we have two problems. We have one, we can't get this hospital completed. So obviously the first thing that we have to do and the main thing we have to do is to ensure that all of the stakeholders actually come together, act in the interests of the state and the children and get this hospital built.
Okay.
And of course, then we need to have strategic discussions within CHI to ensure that it is prepared then on day one to ensure that that hospital can be operated as soon as it is completed and built. But it has to be completed and built, and that responsibility has to be on the shoulders of government, on the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health.
David Cullinan, member of the Oireachtas Health Committee. We'll leave it there. We'll take a break.